Some of you maybe wasn't here last week, and I just wanted to share with you because they mentioned it in the conference, and I almost forgot about it. Next year, it's the 50th anniversary of the merger of the United Brethren Church and the Methodist Church to form the United Methodist Church. In the old Methodists, all our symbol about the church was the cross. It was just a plain cross like this. So they came up with a logo for the newly formed denomination called the United Methodist Church. And in case you ever wondered about it, I just want to share it with you since it's Pentecost season. Adopted shortly after the merger of the United Methodist Church and the Evangelical United Brethren Church, this cross in flame was formed. It relates the United Methodist Church to God through Christ, which is the cross, and the Holy Spirit, which is the flame. The flame is a reminder of Pentecost when witnesses were unified by the power of the Holy Spirit and saw tongues of fire in Acts 2:3. The two tongues of a single flame may also understood and represented of the union of two denominations, two separate flames, which represents United Brethren Church and the Methodist Church coming together to form the United Methodist Church. I just thought you might find that interesting. Sometimes we see symbols and we see things around the church and we often wonder what that means or where did that come from?